Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, October 8th. It is 11:05 on the clock. Thanks for joining me today. I am your host, Seth. We're back after a week off. The Badger game, of course, preempted us last Saturday, but we are back here with all the regular features of Over the Back Fence. We've got some mailbag items to go through. We have some news and notes and calendar of events to go through. And most importantly, your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about other events that are going on throughout Central Wisconsin, and our listening area throughout Central Wisconsin, it's pretty big, so we cover pretty good ground. We're from everywhere, from Nakusa, Port Edwards, we're talking Marshfield, Stevens Point, anywhere from around there and throughout Wood County. Let us know what's going on. We'd love to talk about that or anything else you want to speak about on this Saturday. Thanks, everybody, once again for joining us. We're going to get to some of our news and notes here and, of course, our mailbag items. We'll get to all that stuff. We'll go over some sports news here, some local sports stuff that happened last night. We'll go through that and, of course, some programming stuff that's coming up today as well and throughout the weekend. But first, let us start off this show right with a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, we're having a rummage sale here. Actually, we've had it for a few days. I didn't realize you were only on today.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're having a rummage sale at 8040 White Pine Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. That's south of Kellner. And we have furniture, hand and power tools. Let's see, what else do we have? Lamps, huh? Scooter, you know, like for a handicapped person or somebody that to get around on. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And a lot of miscellaneous things. So a few clothes, you know, just a little bit of everything.
All right. How long are you going to be open until today?
Well, today we thought we'd close around noon or so.
Okay.
But otherwise, we'll probably be here tomorrow yet.
Okay, Sunday too. All right, sounds good. And okay. Let's double check that address, 8048 West White Pine Drive.
No, it's 8040.
Oh, 8040, excuse me. Okay.
White Pine Drive. When you come through Kellner, it only goes east.
Okay, so it's in the Kellner area. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, south, right through Kellner and south, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much. We'll try to send some people your way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We've got a rummage sale going on today till about noon. Probably going to be open again tomorrow. 8040 White Pine Drive. That's down in the Kellner area. Technically, it is in Wisconsin Rapids, but you know where that is down in Kellner. That's how it's done, everybody. That's how we do our phone calls here on Over the Back Fence. So keep them coming today. Looking forward to a lot of calls. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, it's a little chilly, but it's a lovely, sunny, clear day. We love to get out and do things on fall days like this. So get to us for that. All right, let's do a little review here. Stuff that went on to yesterday on our sister station, WIRI. We had high school football. Nakusa played yesterday, and unfortunately, they were on the losing side. Shockton is the person who, the team they played. 41-0 was the final score. Sorry, Nakusa. It's been a rough year, I know. But let's keep the chin up, everybody. Tomorrow, our next year, that's a new year, and we'll see what happens. But that was on our radio sister station, WIRI 105.5, Wisc Country, last night. Hope you were able to catch it. Randy Paul was on the call, and Don, our good friend, was in running the board for that. We'll have more high school football coming up on Friday. We don't have the teams yet, but we will let you know as soon as we do who will be on the airwaves. Let's turn to a game that will be broadcast tonight on WIRI 105.5. Your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings will be taking on the Minnesota Moose tonight at 7 o'clock. Check that out. Mark and Don will be giving you that game. Don't forget, Every single home game of the River Kings this year will be broadcast on WIRI 105.5. And so stay tuned for that. The undefeated Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. That's right. They won last night. They beat the Wisconsin Dells Ducks. They are 3-0, and they are on top of the standings, the Midwest West Division of the USPHL Premier Division. Wow, my goodness. That's a lot of letters. Alphabet soup. But all you need to know, the River Kings right now are on top. They're 3-0. It's very exciting. They're having a great season already. Get on down there. Go to the arena. Check it out tonight. They are at home. If you can't get to the game tonight, listen on WIRI 105.5. We're going to have the entire game there for you to listen to. Very exciting. We are very, very happy that we get to broadcast that over our sister station. For here, WFHR, right now, of course, we've got Over the Back Fence. Coming up at 12:30, we have the pregame and the Badger football game. They are going to be taking on Northwestern this week, starting at 12:30. Going to carry the entire game. It'll be very interesting seeing with the new coach, of course. We'll see what happens with that, see if that energizes the boys at all, but it's going to be fun. It's a good writing game, let's put it that, right the ship game. Playing Northwestern, not known as a powerhouse in football, but we'll see what happens. I think it'll be very interesting, so check that out starting at 12:30 today. Let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Thank you. We're finishing up a garage sale at 2961 15th Street South. Everything is half price, and I have at least two boxes full of old denim jeans to give away for crafting or making rugs or anything like that if anybody's interested.
Okay. How long are you going to be open today?
Till noon.
About noon? Oh, okay. 2961 15th Street South.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Another sale going on today. Lots of fall sales going on. 2961 15th Street South. That's going till noon today, so you still got a little bit of time left. They got half price on stuff, plus a box of free denim if you use that kind of thing in crafting. It's a great way to recycle denim and make all kinds of stuff out of it. I've seen lots of really cool stuff made out of denim. They're giving that away, so if you're interested in that, go to that same location, 2961 15th Street South. All right, let's grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's a camper where you sleep out over the cab of the truck. It's an 8-footer. It's an older model, but it's in decent shape. It doesn't show any leaks or stains where it's leaking. That's $600. And then I have a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. It's a Kewaunee elevator, and it's 40-footer. It's got transport wheels on it and an electric motor. And then I also have a 2004 Pontiac Vibe. It's got quite a few miles, over 200,000 on it, but it still runs good. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641. Thank you very much for the call. Got a couple of things for sale here. We've got a camper for $600. We've got a mobile grain elevator and a Vibe, a car. If you're interested in any one of those items, once again, that number, 652-6641. So if you listened earlier today at around 7 o'clock, you did hear the Sunshine Polka Show. We did move that today because of the football game. We didn't want to give you only half a show, which is why we moved it to 7 a.m. so Tim could get his whole show in there. Hope you enjoyed that. If you were awake and listening to that, fun to hear polka in the morning, too. It's always a great time to hear polka. So programming note, if we do have a noon or a 12:30 start for a Badger game, Tim's show will be moving to 7 a.m. So if you're looking for it at noon, that will be at 7 a.m. on Saturdays when there is a Badger football game at that time. Otherwise, it will be at noon. All right, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I have a garage yard sale at 331 16th Street South. It's between Apple and Peach Street, just south of the Water and Light.
Okay.
I have women's and girls' clothing and men's and boys' T-shirts and various other items.
Okay. How long are you going to be open?
Today.
Six. Okay.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Okay.
9 to 6.
All right. 331 16th Street South.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Hope your sale goes well. We have got another sale going on today, 331 16th Street South, 6 to 6, going till 6 today. Let's make sure we get that right. 6 today, 9 to 6 tomorrow. So if you're looking for more stuff, go there. I do want to let everyone know that the book sale at the Moravian Church is still got about 45 minutes left. It's a $2 bag sale. Bring in a bag, fill it up. For $2, you get whatever's in the bag. So go check that out now while there's still time. You can go to the farmer's market while you're down there, too. They're I think, second to last week on the farmer's market. That's going to be wrapping up soon. So if you haven't gotten there yet, now is the time to do it. It's a great day, everybody, to go outside and go sales, go find that kind of stuff, go to the farmer's market. It is a lovely day for that. One more quick note about programming here on WFHR. So I went over the Badger game at 12:30 today. Just so you know that between 12 and 12:30, we don't have anything specific, any kind of program that's going to be playing. So I'm going to stay here, and I'm just going to play a few tunes. Let's play some music. Why not? We haven't done that in a while on this station. Let's gonna have some fun. Let's play some music. So stay tuned between 12 and 12:30. I'll play a few fun songs, and we'll see what happens. Who knows? Live radio. It's all kinds of fun, right? All right, let's take another call now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have for sale a 44-inch Swisher pull-behind brush hog. It's got its own 12-horsepower motor. It's excellent condition. Hasn't been used much. $1,500 or best offer. And the phone number is 715-424-1058.
424-1058.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Got a brush hog for sale. If you're interested in that, it's a pull-behind version. 424-1058. 1058, 424, 1058, the number to call if you're interested in that. Also want to let everybody know here on WFHR tomorrow on Sunday, of course, we'll be having our regular lineup of shows, most of them from Civic Media, but don't forget to tune in 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. I got a brand new show this week, Songs About Magic. That's right, it's going to be a magical show on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss it. Lots of fun songs I got to choose. It was actually one of those shows that there were, if you've listened to Seth Faces the Music, you know I throw many well-known songs in there, but I try to find songs that you may not have heard before. I like introducing new music to people. And so this week, I almost had too many big hits. But what? That's a problem to have, right? Yeah. When you're putting together a show like that, though. So tune in. You're going to hear some songs you've heard before, but there'll be several you haven't either, and I think you'll like it. Lots of artists you know that maybe songs you haven't heard from those artists as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out tomorrow, 6 to 8. Seth Faces the Music here on WFHR. All right, I think we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to get to our mailbag items. We're going to do some news and notes, our calendar of events as well, and some more phone calls. Keep them coming, everybody. Lots of great phone calls already today. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. We are 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday out there. Beautiful day. Looks a little windy right now, though. Ooh, make sure you wear a coat. Windbreaker weather, everybody. Because, I could say, it's winter weather, but we're Wisconsinites. Come on now. We don't need those yet, right? I'm going to say that, then I'm probably going to wear one. Let's go to our mailbag items here, everyone, for this Saturday. We have a for sale, two recliner rocking chairs, one tan, the other brown, both in excellent shape. They're looking for $125 each for those or best offer. They also have for sale 10 board and card games for the entire family to play. $10 for all 10 games. That's a dollar a piece. If you're interested in either or any of these items, I should say, 715-424-2216. 2216 is the number to call for that if you are interested. Let's pause the mailbag for a minute there and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have three items for sale today. I got a Murray riding lawnmower, the 17.5 horsepower auto drive. Got a 46-inch deck. It's got a 3-bay grass catcher. And it comes with an instruction manual and a new belt and a set of new blades. And I wanted $250 for that. And then I have a Simplicity 860 SE walk-behind snowblower. It's 8 horsepower, 2-stage with an electric start. It's got 5 speeds forward and 2 speeds reverse. And it's got a instruction manual with it. And I wanted $200 for that. And then I have some AADS flexible black perforated drain pipe. It's 6-inch diameter. It's brand new, 55 feet. Got it from Fleet Farm. I want $50 for that. And the number is 715-421-2168.
421-2168.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. Got three items for sale here. Lawnmower, snowblower, and some drain pipe. You're set for both seasons, lawnmower and a snowblower. You need it all at one time. 421-2168 is the number to call for that. I want to remind everyone, if you miss a number or if you miss an item that the caller left on there, don't worry about it. You can call in while we're live on the air, and I can repeat any of that information you'd like, the cost, the item itself, the phone number. I can do that over the airwaves. But don't forget, we also archive our shows for Over the Back Fence on civicmedia.us. Just look for Over the Back Fence, and hopefully that we get that up pretty quick, and you can listen again, and you can get that information a second time. I know that's true because I'm the one who does the podcast. So I'm the one who puts it on there. So it will be on there, hopefully not too long after the show is done. I'll try to post that as quickly as I can. So just keep that in mind, everyone. Civicmedia.us. You can listen to any of our shows right there. Turning back to the mailbag items, we've got a Lazy Boy couch for sale. It is in excellent condition. Both ends recline. The color is dark olive, $200. If you're interested in that, call 715-323-2565. That's 323-2565. And we've got one more thing in our mailbag for this Saturday. We've got some items for sale. We've got a Horton Hunter crossbow with cocking device and 4 bolts, asking $125 for that. A 5-piece dining set estate item for $150. And they have other estate items available as well. So if you're interested not only in the two things I mentioned, but some other estate items that might interest you, call them and ask 341-0158. That's 341-0158, the number to call for that. Want to remind everyone, if you would like to add something to our mailbag, it's very, very easy. You can drop it off in person at our studios, 1690 2nd Avenue South in Rapids. We are right on the roundabout by the DMV. We're across from the Armory. You cannot miss us. We got a big sign out front. Come on in. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Anytime during that time, come in, talk to Pam, drop off the items that you have. Nice and easy. You could also mail it to that same address, 1690 2nd Avenue South, 54495 is the zip for that. You can mail it to us if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. You can email it to us as well. Just send it to otbf at wfhr.com, info at wfhr.com. You can send it to Seth at wfhr.com. You can send it to just basically anyone here, and they'll get it to me. And we'll make sure that gets on the show. Don't forget, when you email, to include your contact information. That's very important, of course. And a good description of the item or items you're selling or you're looking to buy. That makes it helpful for us on these airwaves to read and let people know what they're going for. It's very helpful. All right, that wraps up the mailbag for today. Let us go to some news and notes here. Stuff coming up here. All right. We do have a couple of road closures, that some longer projects that should be wrapping up here in the month of October, going into the beginning of November. 16th Street South between Sweat Avenue and 2 Mile Avenue is closed to through traffic. There's water main lining project that's going on there. That one is expected to be done by this week. It looks like the 12th is the date they have set right now. And that is Wednesday coming up, so hopefully that will be done by then. All local traffic will have access to driveways, except for the day of the lining process. I'm not sure if they've completed that yet. A notification will be made in advance of those times, so if it hasn't, they will let you know. If customers have questions, they do ask that you call Adam Brunig, that's adam.brunig, at wrwwlc.com, and he can answer any questions for you. We're going to pause there. And go ahead and take a caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Top of the morning. This is a nice day at that. Listen, I got a couple of older compound bulbs. They're quite old, probably 20, 25 years old. Antiques, if you will. I'll take $50 for both of them. If they're interested, they can give me a call at 715-540-8078.
540-8078. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Got a couple of, looks like some older compound bows. Go so far as to call them antiques. If you're interested, 540-8078, 8078, the number to call if you're interested in that. Got a street closure on Fremont Street, and that one is going to be done, hopefully, by the end of October, October 31st. So they got a couple of weeks left on that one. That's between 7th Avenue and 10th Avenues North. That is where that closure is. And then, of course, the big West Grand Avenue construction project. They're in stage two right now. If you've been anywhere downtown, you know exactly where that is. That is going to be continuing through, hopefully, just the beginning of November. So, again, a couple more weeks left of that project. And when they're done, hopefully everything looks lovely. If you've been on Jackson where they did the project, my goodness, it looks so nice. Oh, my goodness. It's so lovely. Yes, I just called road construction lovely. At least the end product. It's always a pain when they're doing it. But when they're done, yeah, it looks pretty good. All right, let's move on to some calendar of events here. Let's talk about some stuff going on right now. The Kiwanis are doing their Coats for Kids. And this is going to continue from right now. It's been going on for a little while through November 11th. And there's some several drop-off sites, and we'll go through what the condition is and some other information in just a minute. But first, let us take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, this is over the back fence.
It is.
Thank you. I am looking to buy a 24-foot, 26-foot bumper hitch camper. I'm looking for something probably under $7,000, and with or without slide out. And the number to call would be 715-615-9322.
615-9322.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Looking for a trailer hitch camper. If you have something that he would describe for you just now, if you have something you think he might be interested in, call 615-9322. That's 9322 if you think you can help him out with that. That's what he is looking for. All right, getting back to coats for kids, there are four locations you can drop those off at. The Wood County Sheriff's Department inside the main doors, Aspirus Riverview Hospital inside the vestibule, Key Savings Bank in the main lobby, and the Lowell Center by the dining services. Keep our community's children warm this season with your gift of a new or gently used winter coat. They're also accepting donations for hats, mittens, boots, jackets, coats, and snow pants. They're also looking for sponsors to host a collection box, as well as provide financial resources to cover the cost of cleaning of the gently used winter wear. So, even though they have four areas right now, if you want to participate and become a sponsor, you are most welcome to. Like I said, this is going till November 11th. Very important to keep people warm, of course, during this time of year as we go into winter. We all know how harsh it can be here in central Wisconsin. So this is a very important thing. And, of course, we do appreciate everyone who is able to do that. You can also consider monetary donation to the Kiwanis. Send those donations to WR Kiwanis, P.O. Box 757 in Rapids, 54495. And on that, make sure it says attention, coats for kids, so they know exactly where to put that money. All right. Time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I've got a four-drawer upright dresser for sale. I'd take $5 for it. Anybody that could use it, that'd be better than burning it. And also, I've got two Green Bay Packer throw blankets. They're brand new in the bag yet. And that I need $20 a piece for those. If they would give me a call at 715-781-5855. Thank you.
781-5855. Thank you very much for the call. Got a couple of items for sale there. Got an upright dresser and a couple of Packer throws. 781-5855-5855 is the number to call if you're interested in those items. I have one more note on the Kiwanis coats for kids. These donations are distributed. All these coats and hats and mittens and all that are to needy families throughout the greater Wisconsin Rapids area and within Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, and Port Edwards public and private school districts and local community agencies that need winter wear. So it all stays right here in central Wisconsin. All the communities around here, Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, they go to the schools. They go to other community organizations that do that. It's a great project. We'll keep talking about it as we get closer to November 11th. All right, another phone call. Keep them coming, everybody. I'm enjoying this. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, good morning. I have a couple to give away items. Actually, I have three 235 45 R19 tires that got probably, I'd say, maybe a third of the tread left that came off my wife's Ford Escape titanium. And now you have one bad tire. You can't repair one tire. You got to buy a whole set. So these tires were too good to be thrown out. So I took them back home. But I have three of them, 235 45 R19 free. Then I also have two Hoover steam and vacs, the carpet cleaners. One is almost complete. I don't know for sure if they both work or what, but if somebody wants to mess around with them, they can have them too. So my number is 715-323-4846.
323-4846.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. Have a great weekend. We've got a couple of things to give away if you're interested. Some tires and some shop vacs by the sounds of it. I'm not sure how good a condition they are, but if you want to tinker, if you want it for parts, there you go. He's giving them away. 323-4846 is the number to call for that. We have an event going on right now, as a matter of fact. We have the Shriners Hospital is celebrating their 100th anniversary. 100th anniversary. That is so cool. That's going on. They have a holiday spirits craft vendor and music event going on right now till 4 o'clock today. And then again tomorrow from 9 to 3. This is at Arnott Lions Park, 6867 4th Street in Stevens Point. Lots of fun stuff happening. Of course, this all benefits Zor Fund, Funsters and Shriners Hospitals for Children. And they have featuring some really interesting, I got to say, some really interesting musical acts here. They've got a Elvis tribute artist, Logan Ramey. They've got a Rod Stewart tribute artist, Steve Bobbitt. They've got country artist Jeff Landon, Sammy Ray, and Jeff Cannon. They've got the Blues Brothers, whatever that means, and a Buddy Holly Elvis tribute, Christopher Lansdorf, will all be playing at some point during this. They've got live onstage entertainment. Bring your lawn chair and sit and enjoy the music all day. Make sure you bring something warm to wear. It's going to be chilly. Batman returns. That's all it says, Batman returns. So he might be there wandering around. The Dark Knight. He's even participating in the Shriners 100th anniversary. There'll be over 60 craft and vendor booths for all your shopping needs. The Zor Funster Clowns will entertain the kids with balloon animals. Who doesn't like balloon animals? Come on. Children's games and activities, prize roulette wheel, duck pond, fish booth, and Plinko. Oh my gosh, these are classics. Don't you remember when you're going to kids' event? Oh, they had all of these things. The duck pond. I love the duck pond. That's my favorite. And the fishing one, too. Those are, I mean, classics, right? There's going to be concessions and beverage stands. Weather permitting, there's going to be a car cruise. I think it's going to happen. And they have 100 baskets, and 100 winners will be announced. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Shriners Hospitals for Children. We all know how important the Shriners Hospitals are. There's also bring in, if you have a flyer like I'm holding right now, if you bring in this card, you get one free raffle ticket, one per person. It's free admission. It's free parking. Get down there. What more can you want? It supports a great cause as well. Stevens Point, today and tomorrow. Time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have two items for sale today. I have a 9.5 Evinrude boat motor. That's $90 the best offer.
All right.
And then I have a vent for stove vent, a bone vent, a 36-inch. It's brand new. They're over $130, I think. I think asking $70 on that.
All right.
715-387-3183.
387-3183.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. A couple of items there for. We got a boat motor, and we've got a vent, I think that's what he said. Yes. Yeah. That's what it is. Anyway, you heard what he said. If you're interested, 387-3183, 3183, the number to call for that. Why do I have this upside down? What am I doing here? Oh, my gosh. And when I got my sheets together here, I kind of messed them up. Made them look kind of goofy. So one more thing we're going to talk about for this weekend. Then we're going to take a break and move on to what's happening during the week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about there as well. Let's take a look at what's happening tomorrow, though. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's all-you-can-eat breakfast will be held tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. Menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links, milk, juice, and coffee. That sounds delicious. I'm super hungry all of a sudden. Cost is $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and table service is provided by the St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. Go Scouts. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs. They thank everyone for your support. That's happening tomorrow in Plover. All right. That's everything for this weekend. Well, not everything. There's more stuff, I'm sure, going on. We've got rummage sales going on. We got all kinds of fun stuff in the area here. So enjoy. Get outside. Go out there. But keep it on. Keep it on WFHR. We can be your companion for today. That's right. And also, quick reminder, too, you got 20 minutes left to head down to the book sale at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. They've got the book sale going on right now. You've got 20 minutes. Get your bag in there. $2 bag will get you just loaded up with books, and it's going to cost you $2. That's all. So go down and check that out before they are done for the day. I still have 20 minutes left of the show, so we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to get more events coming up this week and more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call for Over the Back Fence on a locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Good start to your weekend. Beautiful fall. I'm looking outside, And I'm seeing some trees turning colors, some very pretty yellows out there, some reds, some oranges. Man, I love this time of year. I love looking at those leaves. Ah, oh, it's wonderful. The only downside is I know winter's coming. Oh, well. Yeah, you're going to hear me complain about that. Anyway, let's go on to our calendar of events here. Don't forget, you can keep calling in, 424-2600, to get on the air here on Over the Back Fence. Free mental health seminars are coming up here, being offered at Mid-State Technical College at the Wisconsin Rapids campus at the auditorium. These are going to be hosted by the author Joseph Reed, who wrote a book called A Broken Like Me, An Insider's Toolkit for Mending Broken People. Very fascinating. And it's coming up here on starting on Monday, and then on Tuesday, we got a couple, and then on Wednesday. So we've got several of these seminars that are coming up on Monday at 9, Tuesday at 9, and then again at 1, and then Wednesday at 9, all at the auditorium. This is a seminar. It's one of the, and it's described as one of the hardest things Joe has had to learn is communicate with professionals and loved ones when he is emotionally at rock bottom. As a result, he created the Joe Scale, the Universal Mental Health Scale, in a four-pronged method to inspire people to utilize their own unique talents. Very, very cool. Also, the author will be at on Monday at 6 p.m. He will be at the McMillan Memorial Library in the all-purpose room in Rapids, and you can meet him in person. He has been a little bit more information about Joe Reed. Joe has been hospitalized for depression on three separate occasions. He never intended or even wanted to write a book. But when personal tragedy and his passion collided, his purpose became clear. Joe would love to share his journey with you and inspire you and your community to reach for the that greater purpose in your lives. You can register. Go to courses.mstc.edu. Click on contract classes and enter the class number, which is, they have these listed on the website, 67-100, 67-103, 67-104, and 67-101. You do have to register to do that. If you have any questions, contact mstc.edu. Go to the website or call 715-422-5347. All right, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have a couple of ladies' nice winter jackets for sale, priced reasonable, size large. I will not be home today, but if they want to call me, I'll be home Monday morning. And they can phone 715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes, thank you, James.
Thank you. It's Seth, by the way. James, taking my people. Actually, James will be on the show next week. So what I want you to do is when James is doing Over the Back Fence next week, I want you to call him and call him Seth, all right? Just to even it out, you know. I've got some women's winter jackets for sale. Just make an offer. 886-4677-4677 is the number to call. All right, looking forward to coming to another event coming up on Monday, Off the Clock. It's the next Off the Clock event from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. This week, it's going to be at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534, which is very cool. Glad they're going to go there. You can network with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber. It's from 4 to 6. They're going to be hors d'oeuvres provided by Chatterbox, our good friends at Chatterbox. There's going to be raffle prizes. It's open to the public and free to attend. Located at 2711 Reddit Road in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions, contact the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber, 422-4856. Another phone call is coming in. Let's take that right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, and thank you. Hey, I've got a bunch of new brown vinyl gutter for sale. I've got like 200 feet of gutter and 140 feet of downspout, and all kinds of connectors and accessories. The retail cost is about $900, and I'd like to get at least $300 for it if I could. Number is 715-421-1768, and thank you very much.
421-1768.
Thank you.
Thank you. Having a whole, they has a whole bunch of gutter, that he would like to get rid of there. If you are interested in that, 421-1768-1768 is the number to call for that. We're going to move on to Wednesday now. We've got the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin happening on Wednesday. That's right. It's the second Wednesday of the month. And we appreciate our good friends at the Elks Lodge because of this, one of the great, wonderful things they do for the community. That is at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It goes from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. If you are a veteran, if you're military or former, I guess veterans are former military, right? Yeah. Veterans or military, even if you're a police or a firefighter, you're welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost. And if you have any questions about this or anything else related to Veterans Affairs, of course, our good friend Bill Heck can answer those questions for you. Contact him at 262-496-3198. Bill will be able to give you tons of information on that. A couple of quick more things about Wednesday before we take our final break here. Please join the United Way for United Way Day at McDonald's. That's coming up on Wednesday. It's the 50th annual. I can't believe they've been doing this for 50 years. That's so cool. And, of course, it's an event that helps out the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties create lasting change in our community. It's going to be a great event. It's something they've done every year for 50 years, which is so cool. Plus, your meal is decided. Your dinner is decided. Going to McDonald's that day. 2128 8th Street South in Rapids is where it is located. More food on Wednesday. We have the final Junction City Parochial School Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper happening on Wednesday. It's from 4 to 7:30 at the Junction City Community Park in Junction City. That's on Case Avenue. If you would like some more information, call 715-819-3645. Ask for Norman. And that will fill you in on this final opportunity to join them in their Haystack Supper to help the Junction City Parochial School. This is going to wrap it up for the year. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Rides coming up with Wood County Sheriff Becker and Grand Rapids Chief Peterson. It's going to be at Lake Wazeecha, White Sands Beach, this Wednesday, October 12th, starts at 5:30. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Bring your own bike or, of course, ride a River Riders Bike Share bicycle. It's going to be fun. This is hosted, of course, by the Wood County Sheriff's Department, the Town of Rapids Police Department, and the Bike Share River Riders Program. Check out their Facebook page. You can just type in River Riders Bike Share, and they will have that information about this event coming up on Wednesday at 5:30. Ride with Sheriff Becker, Chief Peterson. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out. And then when James has Sheriff Becker on again on Morning Magazine, they can find out how it went. The Elks Lodge is not only having the American Heroes Cafe on Wednesday, but they're doing the other thing they do every single Wednesday, and that's bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. 430 West Jackson Street. If you have any questions about that, call 423-1930. But remember, this is a way to support the Elks Lodge and all the great things they do for our community, including the American Heroes Cafe. All right, we got to squeeze in one more break here, everybody. We got a couple more commercials to play before we wrap up the show. When we come back, I'll do a few more things about this coming week I think you should know about, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap up the show, and that'll be it for today. After we get to 12:30 or 12 o'clock, I'm going to go ahead and play some music until 12:30 when the Badgers start. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll check out to see what happens. Maybe I'll throw some oldie goldies in there. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But stay tuned, everyone. Over the Back Fence will return after these quick messages on WFHR. Welcome back as we wrap up Over the Back Fence for this Saturday. It's October 8th. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. Wonderful day out there. Get outside. Have some fun in this wonderful weather. Lots of stuff going on. I do want to wrap up the rest of the events coming up this week. I want to, especially coming up on Thursday, this is very important, remembering victims of domestic violence. Everyone knows someone. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October. Join the Family Center as they remember those who lost their lives in 2021 to domestic violence in Wisconsin. They will also recognize community members for their outstanding support of the Family Center in 2021. This is going from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. This is October 13th at the Family Center, 500 25th Street North in Rapids. Weather permitting, a portion of the vigil will take place outdoors. Very, very important. Also happening on Thursday, we have got a great show happening at the Performing Arts Center. Tristan McIntosh will be performing, but not as Tristan McIntosh, as the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Who doesn't love Linda Ronstadt and all the great music she brought to us? McIntosh portrays her as we take a trip back in time, listening to hits like Desperado, Heatwave, Tracks of My Tears, Ooh Baby Baby, Hurt So Bad, and many more. Just the way we remember them. Of course, the Arts Council of Southwood County is excited to bring this highly recommended young performer to the area. And, of course, 7:30 on Thursday is when she will be taking the stage at 1801 16th Street South at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are only $30 for adults, $10 for students, and may be purchased 24/7 at savorthearts.org. If you prefer a personal assistance, call 715-424-2787. Or visit the Arts Council at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids between 10 and 10:30 Monday through Thursday to obtain tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun, so go ahead and check it out. If you're a fan of Linda Ronstadt's music, why not check it out, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And then moving ahead to next Saturday, I do want to throw this in there because we will not be on the air well before this happens on Over the Back Fence. The Village of Buren will be having a cranberry harvest pancake breakfast at the Municipal Center, 451 Cahoon Road. That's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can enjoy a breakfast of assorted meats, scrambled eggs, all-you-can-eat pancakes, including potato pancakes, regular and cranberry pancakes, juice, coffee, and milk. It's all that for $10 for adults, $5 for ages 5 to 10. Dessert donations are appreciated, so if you want to help them out that way, volunteers will be needed to help serve and clean. If you want to help out, call the Buren Municipal Center at 423-6580. That's 423-6580. There will also be crafters, a fresh cranberries, a city band bake sale, and a fire department open house. Awesome. Great way to wrap up the show, everybody. We got less than a minute left here. I just want to thank everyone for calling in. You made it a great show today. The time just flew by. I'm glad we got your stuff out there. We'll be back again next week from 11 to 12. Over the Back Fence, I believe James will be your host next week, so get ready to enjoy listening to him more because, you know, he's on the radio all the time. But I kid James. Up next, we're going to play a little music as we wait for the 12:30 start of the Badgers broadcast. So stay tuned for that as well, everyone. It's been a lot of fun. I kind of missed it the last couple of weeks when I haven't been able to do Over the Back Fence. So thanks for making it fun for me today. And we'll be wrapping up here right on WFHR, locally grown radio.